This is a meeting on the Vice Regina, W-I-S-E. Regina is R-E-G-I-N-A. Date of birth is 9-15-46. Date of visit 2-8-22. The next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and pain along the lower rib cage and difficulty taking a deep breath. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 75-year-old lady who underwent a kyphoplasty approximately 1 week ago at the T7 vertebral body. The patient was doing well this past week, but she started to have an episode of shortness of breath rather suddenly this past week. And was sent for a CTA of the chest, which demonstrated no pulmonary embolus, but had a right lower lobe subpleural nodule 0.4 centimeter, and no other active infiltrates in the lung. There was a age indeterminate chronic compression deformity of at T8 with near vertebral plana, PLANA. And further evaluation of this area was suggested. Of note, the patient apparently had kyphoplasty at the T7 level this past week. The patient has trouble taking deep breath due to the pain and abdominal distension. But she has no cough, and does have mild wheezing and denies any nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. The patient also had labs done recently which apparently are unremarkable, with a hemoglobin of 11.3, WBC of 8.6, done on 1-14-22. Next paragraph, past history includes history of hypertension, history of obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP at 12 centimeters of water pressure. She has had osteoporosis and knee surgery, as well as a hysterectomy, a tonsillectomy remotely, and cystocele repair, and had nasal surgery. She does have lumbar spine stenosis and hypothyroidism. Next next paragraph. Allergies to sulfur. Next, habits the patient does not smoke. I was exposed to secondhand smoke from her mother for several years. Alcohol use occasional. Next paragraph. Medication list included alendronate 70 milligrams weekly, losartan 25 milligrams daily, aldactone 25 milligrams daily, hydrocodone 5-3 25 milligrams, half tablet BID, gabapentin 100 milligrams BID, levothyroxine 100 micrograms daily. Next paragraph. Review of substance the patient has. Coughing spells, apnea, leg cramps. She has abdominal pains and heartburn and constipation. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has no dizzy attacks or blackouts. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. No hay fever. She has arm pain and jaw pain. No anxiety, no depression. She has muscle cramping and numbness of the extremities and no memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Physical exam. Averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 128/80, pulses 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 168, saturation 98. HE and ear norms, phallic pupils reactive, sclera with clear throat was mildly injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant bed sounds with scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. Heart the heart sounds with regular resonance to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. The bowel sounds are active, no organomegaly. Extremities, no edema, no capness. Reflexive the 1+ with no gross motor nerves. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next, impression number one. Dyspnea etiology to be determined. Number two is compression fracture at T8 level and bradycolopathy. Number three is hypertension. Number four is CHF compensated. Number five is hypertension. Number six, obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to use the CPAP mask nightly. She'll also get a complete pulmonary function study and advised to use an incentive parameter every 2 hours. We will need to compare her previous CAT scans with the present CT. And she was advised to go to the emergency room if she has significant symptoms breathing. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 8 weeks. 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Patricia Fredette, MD, FREDTE. Thank you.